Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Well, today is Nakba Day. This follows the opening of the United States Embassy in Jerusalem yesterday. A lot has happened. There was massive rioting along the border of Gaza and Israel by the Hamas terrorist organization, sending out their residents to try to murder, try to cut the fences down, move in, kidnap soldiers, or hurt and kill civilians. What has happened since then? The stats right now are 2,000 injured on the side of the Gaza border, of those people who were rioting, coming with explosives, coming with cutters to cut down the fence. And Turkey has now called a three-day holiday because of this, what happened, 2,000 injured, as I said, and 58 killed yesterday on the side of the Hamas. So what's going to happen, and what are we seeing happening here with the American embassy opening up in Jerusalem, with the world taking sides? South Africa now has pulled its ambassador from Israel. Australia is defending Israel. God bless the Australians. We're seeing things that are happening today that are talked about in by our prophets in the Tanakh, in the Bible. And we're going to be speaking about biblical prophecy today as seen in today's news. Rabbi Mendel Kessen is going to be with us today, and I want to thank Rachel for helping set up the interview. So hats off to you, Rachel, wherever you're listening from. Join me in the chat room. It's a lot of fun to be in there, to listen to the show with people from other parts of the world as well. It's all friendly there, really nice. You can sign in anonymously if you're shy, but otherwise you can just sign in with your Facebook or Twitter. It's a lot of fun. So join us in the chat room. It's the orange button on the player or on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. An interesting show today, an important show today. Are we seeing the prophecies coming true as we read about in the Bible? All this coming up. Don't go anywhere. And invite your friends.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa. Each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany is but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio, and we're talking today about biblical prophecy seen in today's news. And our guest is Rabbi Mendel Kessen. Rabbi Kessen is an internationally known lecturer and educator that has spoken extensively throughout the world on Jewish thought, the messianic process, and a wide expanse on other Jewish topics. Rabbi Mendel has a PhD in psychology and runs a private practice in Brooklyn and Lakewood. He divides his time between Jerusalem and the tri-state area. You can visit his website at www.torahthinking.com, and you can check out his YouTube channel as well. Welcome to the show, Rabbi Mendel Kessen.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So we are seeing a lot of news happening. It's just it's as they describe in as our sages say that it's going to be like the birth pangs of Mashiach, that it'll be coming faster and faster and faster, and so much news is happening so quickly. Just to recap, Israel won the Eurovision Song Contest. I don't know if you know what that is because you're in America, but it's 300 million people watch this song contest, and we're going to be hosting it next year. And already Turkey is saying that people should boycott. I'm sorry, it wasn't Turkey, but they're saying that people should boycott the contest next year. We're also having disturbances, serious disturbances on the Gaza border. 40,000 Arabs coming to try to break into Israel and to either kidnap a soldier or to wreak havoc on civilians. This is all run by the Hamas terror organization. 58 people now, the count is, were killed according to their statistics, and 2,000 wounded. This is major things happening, and today is their Nakba Day, so we're planning on probably seeing something similar happening today, if not worse. And yet, on the good side, you see America opening up its embassy in Jerusalem. You see Israel starting to push back Iran, and people in the world are taking sides. Are you for Israel or against Israel? So how is this all unfolding in your eyes?
Well, the important thing to remember or to keep in mind is that all of this is part of a messianic agenda. It's really what it is. And if you don't have that agenda or plan, then everything seems to be either random, chaotic, and just a general sort of like madness of mankind. But what really is it conforms exactly to biblical prophecies and certain Talmudic statements and the Kabbalistic concepts in terms of what's happening. And everything can be really explained. That's really, and in other words, you need that framework to really understand what is going on. That's what you really need. If you don't have that, then obviously you won't. What would you like me to comment on?
Well, we learn about in the end of days that there could be this huge war. There's the, maybe you can talk about what the Yalkut Shimoni says, that there's going to be a huge war between Iran and America. Explain that to our audience. And then does it have to unfold that way?
Well, actually, what happened on last week, it should have happened on May 12th, and today is, of course, May 14th, which is the American recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, really is a tremendous day of what's called Simcha, happiness for the Jews. Why is that? There's a very important, what's called Medrash, it's a Yalkut Shimoni, that says the following, that in the end of time, in fact, it says in the week that Ben David bought, that in the week that the Mashiach ben David will come, doesn't mean literally the week, it could mean the 7-year cycle of Shemitah. But what it does say is that Poras, which is Persia or Iran, that they will incite a war against Arab Arabia. And then it says that Arab Arabia will, of course, seek counsel with Edom, which, of course, Arab is Saudi Arabia, Edom is America. And then it says that Iran will then break out into a war with a great deal of mankind and try to destroy them. And it says that everybody will be tremendously afraid, panic, and the Jews also, because we're talking about a nuclear device. And then it says that all of a sudden, during that war, there comes out what's called the divine voice, a basco, that says, Higiyaz mandi ulaschem, that the time of your redemption has arrived. What does that mean? That means, based on this medrash, the end of time, so to speak, or the a major stage before the Messiah, Mashiach, comes, that this war is a last war, the war with Persia. Now, what is that's what it signifies. Now, what we see now is an incredible concept, is that Trump has removed that war. How do we see that? Because he has disempowered Iran. He's going to, what he has done, we all know, he pulled out of Iran But it's not only that he pulled out of the agreement. What he really did about the denuclearization, what he did is that he said that he's going to up, he's going to give the highest level of economic sanctions. And, of course, we know what that will do is destroy Iran economically. Besides that, he said that, you know, he's going to stop them from creating missiles, ballistic missiles, threatening people in the middle, nations in the Middle East, which, of course, means Israel. And he even said to Iran that if you think, after I pull out, that you can now go on and, you know, build up your nuclear arsenal, you have to really think about that. You're going to have problems that which you cannot even dream about. Therefore, what we see is something incredible. He has declared, defanged Iran. Therefore, Iran cannot make war with the world. So what he has done, in effect, is remove that necessary war before the end. So therefore, that's it. There is no war with Iran, which means that the Mashiach does not need that war with Iran in order to come. And this is incredible simcha, because the war of Iran would have been devastating.
So can you explain to our listeners, Rabbi, because many people think, what? Well, if the prophet said it's going to happen, how can it not happen?
Because what God does, you see, here's what you have to remember. When something says that it will happen, a nevuah, any prophecy that God says, which is a prophecy of evil or bad news, can be altered. A prophecy of something good will not be altered. Therefore, even though God says that this will happen, it can be altered depending on the merits of the Jewish people, you see. And the Jews in today's time, you know, have done tremendous merits. There's a tremendous amount of kindness, chesed, all kinds of things that Jews do today. And especially, many Jews are careful of Lashon Hara, of Shemiras HaLashon. So God can alter it. Either he can change it, you know, in the sense of not, it's not happening because of the merits of the Jews, or he can alter it in a different form. And that's classic, the war of... So that's the concept of Iran, that it has been changed. In other words, Iran were going nuclear, but he has stopped them with America, you see. So this is very important to understand what Trump did. He has literally removed a major stage in the path toward the Messiah. The second thing he has done, which is almost is actually greater, and the implications are enormous. Now, there's a war of Gog and Magog, which in Yechezkel it predicts, and also Zechariah in chapter 14, it also states this, that there's going to be a war of Gog from the land of Magog that will attack Israel. And this fundamentally is the end. And actually, when you think about it, it's really the equivalent of Egypt. In Mitzrayim or Egypt, what happened was, is that Pharaoh was completely, Pharaoh and Egypt were destroyed. All of a sudden, Pharaoh decided that, wait a minute, he made a mistake, he let them go, a lot of slave labor, and he went after them again. What that means is that the tumah, the evil of nations, tries to reassert itself over the Jews. That's the second time attempt that it tries to destroy the Jews. This is really what the war of Gog and Magog is. It is the focus that the Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world that are evil, want to overcome the Jews and destroy them. So the first time it doesn't work, the second time they try again. And it says in Kedusha, Hine go'ati eschem achas kreishas, behold, I will redeem you. The second redemption like the first. And therefore we can look at the second redemption as really a repeat of the first. And in the first you had the second arising of the nations. The same thing. The war of Gog and Magog has been transformed. What does that mean? Originally, the war of Gog and Magog was supposed to be a devastating war against the Jews, and that would take a certain amount of time, and then the Mashiach, the messianic figure, would destroy Gog from the land of Magog. What the Baruch Hu has done, and this is also, by the way, brought down in the Chofetz Chaim, is that God has made the war of Gog and Magog in three stages, not one. So as to minimize the brutality of that war against the Jews. the first stage of Gog and Magog was World War I. And that destroyed, although it wasn't aimed at the Jews, it destroyed hundreds and hundreds of communities in Europe that the Jews have been there for 1,000 years or whatever. The second stage, which was directed totally against the Jews, was World War II. Hitler, Yimach Shemayim, tried, of course, to destroy the Jews, and his focus was completely on the Jews. That was the second stage of the War of Gog and Magog. But what is interesting is that God shifted the tremendous brutality that should have been
Rabbi,
in the
hold on one moment. We're just at a break right now. We'll talk about the third stage of Gog and Magog when we get back.
Yes. Yes.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country. From Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
We are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. And our guest is Rabbi Mendel Kessen. And the subject we're discussing, biblical prophecy seen in today's news. Are we going through the messianic process? How are the prophecies going to unfold? And are we seeing them unfolding? Rabbi, before we left the last segment, you were talking about that the war of Gog and Magog is going to be coming in three stages. The first stage is going to be what was World War I, the second stage, World War II, and the third stage, please.
Yes. So as I was saying, stage two is what absorbed the heat of the entire Gog and Magog war. And that's why it was so brutal. The third stage is much gentler, even though it is the nations of the world against the Jewish people. Who is Gog and Magog? The answer really is the United Nations. It's not a single person. The numerical value of Gog and Magog is 70. And we know that the nations of the world really emerge from 70 roots. The UN is Gog and Magog, and they do exactly what Gog has to do, which means to go against, to oppose Israel, especially the residency of Israel, of Jews, in the capital called Jerusalem and in the entire Eretz Israel. So Gog and Magog is really the UN. You see, which is fascinating. Now, let's take a look at what happened. People do not realize the incredible significance of December of May 14th, which is the U.S. recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. What Trump has effectively done is the following. He has changed the form of Gog and Magog. Why? Because of him, the embassy has moved to Jerusalem. What that means, when you move an embassy to the Jerusalem and declare it as the capital, that means you have legalized the status of Jerusalem in international law, certainly in American law. And what's going to happen is many countries now are going to move their embassies to Jerusalem, thereby admitting that Jerusalem is the legal capital of Israel. And automatically that says, obviously if you have a capital of Jerusalem, then the land of Israel belongs to the Jews, because how can you have a capital if the Jews don't belong to Israel?
Right.
So what he has done, Trump, incredibly, is that he is now going to get many nations to move their embassy to Jerusalem. So that means all the people, and I feel what's going to happen is you're going to have ultimately a flood of nations moving their capital for many reasons. One of them is to curry favor with the United States. Because Trump is making the United States great, and therefore they're all going to try to obviously, you know, look good in the eyes of America. Not only that, but Trump, everybody knows that Trump really, in many ways, has a tremendous liking to Israel. So they're just going to move there, just in other words, to be part of Israel and hopefully to curry favor, and even many people feel the Jews have very strong influence on America, so therefore they'll do it just for that. But the main idea is that what Trump has done is he's getting nations now to move their embassy, which means that many nations of the world will now legally recognize Jerusalem as the capital. So if that's the case, how could there be a war of Gog and Magog against Israel? Because fundamentally the claim of Gog is that, hey, this isn't your country and Jerusalem is not your capital or your city. But that will be impossible if everybody legally has now recognized Jerusalem as the capital. So in effect, Trump has removed the severe form of Gog and Magog which was supposed to happen. Instead, it's going to be basically just a confrontation, and it's going to be much gentler. But it also means that if you remove the concept of Persia from the last war, as the divine voice said, the time of your redemption has arrived, and you removed the concept of Gog and Magog, what's next? You're looking at the beginning of the Messianic era. And one of the things that you see is the incredible acceleration of this process, which means that we are really at the end of time. That's what's happening. Now, what's also very interesting is that Trump is doing it. Why? I had mentioned many times, certainly in my lectures, that Esau, the brother of Jacob, is really a patriarch. The problem with Esau in the Bible is that he became completely irreligious, of course, and he became an antagonist to Jacob. This is the Bible. But in the Bible itself, when Jacob, Yaakov, met Esau, then Esau admitted to Yaakov that you are the people. We have the admission when Yaakov finally meets Esau, that Esau says in the statement, Yehi lecha sheloch, that which is yours, let it be yours. And Rashi, the great commentator, says that here Esau admitted to Jacob, to Yaakov, that the blessings that you stole are really yours. From there you see, and there are many other proofs which I can't bring now, is that Esau is going to repent in the end. That's what it means. And there are many midrashim that indicate that, which means that until now Esau has been, in other words, it says in the beginning when Rivka was having the two children and they were fighting together, it says that Rav Yavoy Tzoir, that the older will serve the younger, which means that Esau will serve Jacob, you see. Now, what the Medrash says, fascinating, that Rav Yavoy, that Yavoy with an ayin, can either mean Yaved, because the Torah does not have any punctuation, that the older will enslave the younger, persecute, or Yavoy, he will serve the younger. So what happened was is that when Esau became completely irreligious, and an antagonist to Yaakov, he assumed a role of what's called the tikkun, but not in terms of doing mitzvahs and helping Yaakov, but he assumed a role of rectifying the creation by punishing Yaakov as an atonement if Yaakov needs punishment. So Esav never really left the fold of what's called tikkun or rectification of creation, you see, because there are three ways to rectify the Jews can do. One is mitzvahs, the commandments. The second way is tshuva, repentance. And the third way is the suffering of suffering. All three are devices to do the tikkun, which means to rectify creation and bring God back. So Esau went from mitzvah to assist Jacob. He went to Yisurin. He is now the individual, the agent that will persecute Yaakov if Yaakov needs an atonement, you see. So Esau never really left the fold. In the end of time, however, he goes back to the assisting Yaakov. Now, who knew that this assistance would mean not only is he making America great, which is very important, because the greater America becomes, the greater Israel becomes, because when America shines its face on Israel, everybody will realize what Israel is. Then automatically, they will gravitate toward Israel. Besides the miracle that Israel becomes one of the greatest nations on earth, which is incredible, how a nation of 8 million people can be a world leader in so many different things, water conservation, you know, cyber security, medicine, science, biology, it's unbelievable,
technology, right?
Agriculture and so on, that they are leaders. Because in the end, Israel must become great. And Esav, Edom, or Trump. Now, I mentioned a long time ago that Trump, as far as I'm concerned, is a reincarnation of Marcus Aurelius Antoninus, which is a Roman Empire which loved Rebbe, the one who wrote the Mishnah. And that was the ideal relationship between the two, where Marcus Aurelius Antoninus would serve Rebbe, without going into the whole Gemara. In any case, Trump, who I believe is a reincarnation, not of Cyrus, but of Marcus Aurelius Antoninus, a Roman emperor, what Trump is fundamentally doing, he's now taking the job that Asa in the end of time would do, and to assist Israel. So I have said a long time ago that his job, 2.5 years ago, that the job of Asa is to make America great, and that makes Israel great. To do the second thing is to protect Israel from the United Nations and all its enemies, Europe and so on. And the third thing is to assist Jacob in terms of bringing the Mashiach. And what is happening is that what Trump has done as an agent of Asa is incredible. He has removed the last war, the war which is Poras or Persia. And the second thing he has done is that he has changed the form of Gog and Magog. Therefore, this day is one of the greatest days in the history of the Jewish people. And people do not realize that these things have incredible messianic implications in both ideas. And that is really what Trump has done, which is absolutely astounding. And and more things will come that Trump will do for Israel, you see. And this fundamentally is what happened today, and also in terms of what he is going to do to Persia. But there are other things going on which are incredible, and people don't realize this.
Rabbi, I want to stop you here because we're just about to go to a break, and I want to ask you also about how is it all going to pan out? How are we going to see peace develop? I mean, yesterday at the embassy, Germany, France, England, Britain, the UK was not there because they're in protest. They don't believe that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. They want to see it as a capital of a Palestinian state. And we have the problem with Iran still, and also the problem with the Arabs, the PLO, the Palestinian Authority, Turkey, the Hamas in the south. I want to know what you see happening. How is all of this going to all of a sudden dissolve and there's going to be real peace in the world in a messianic era? So all of that is coming up. If anybody wants to ask any questions, they can come into the chat room. It's the orange button on our website at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. You can ask your questions there. If I have time, I will read them out. And so these are very important things. Again, what how is peace going to manifest itself when we still have these enemies, Germany, France, Great Britain, and the PLO, Turkey, etc.? These are all very important things to discuss. We'll be talking about it when we get back from the break. Don't go anywhere and invite your friends into the chat room so they can listen to the show with you. We'll be right back.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations. Here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and we are speaking with our guest Rabbi Mendel Kessen from TorahThinking.com. You can also check out his YouTube channel where he has his lectures that are fascinating lectures. You won't hear what he's saying anywhere else. And we're talking about biblical prophecy seen in today's news. And Rabbi, in the last segment, you were talking about how we are probably now going to see a much gentler redemption coming, rather with these bloody wars and nuclear wars with people's eyes melting in their sockets while they're still standing on their feet, which would describe nuclear war. You're saying that by the news that we're seeing today, you believe that we are in for a much gentler redemption. And I want to ask you, with all of the wonderful things that we're seeing so far with the side of U.S. President Donald Trump, of course, we're waiting to see his peace plan and what that's going to say. Things may turn around. But in the meantime, things look really positive. But what about peace coming to the world when we still have Turkey, which is helping the Hamas and condemning Israel, when we still have the PLO and the Fatah and the Hamas and the Hezbollah against us, and Iran that wants to destroy us, screaming death to Israel? How is that all going to dissolve away?
Well, the important thing to remember, and this is the principle that all these events that you just mentioned is based on, is that there are two forces in the world, one of good, which is Kedusha, holiness, and the other is one of evil, which is a Satan, called the devil, the Satan, whatever you want to call it. The thing you have to remember, and this is responsible for an enormous amount of current events, is that the Satan, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call the individual, the Malach, the angel, he's dying. People do not realize 98% of the power of the Satan is gone. There is only 2% left. And he's like a nova, a star that blows up. It blows up, it can outshine a galaxy. What the Satan is doing is he's trying to marshal every single force that he can to convince people, whoever he can convince, and that includes Europe, you know, whether it be Germany and so on. It includes Turkey. It includes all these nations that are trying to destroy Israel. He has convinced them to destroy the Jewish people. And Trump, because Trump is a fundamental, in many ways, redeemer of Edom, of Esav, who is now wants to side with the Jews, and that's the tshuva, repentance of Esav. This is all satanic, and I realize many people will be shocked when they hear that. It's all the end of time. When the Jews stood at the Yamsuf by the Red Sea to cross, the Medrash or the Talmud says that there was a tremendous court proceeding in heaven whether the Jews should survive. And the angel said, well, the Jews worship idols and so do the Egyptians. Why do you want to destroy the Egyptians and not the Jews? Why was there that incredible court case? And the answer is because that was the end. And the Satan was about to die. It is exactly repeated now. You have to remember that Esav had the evil side and the good side. The Toiv Shev Esav, which is the good part of Esav, which is now repenting, is America. And Trump, of course, is the leader of that. The Ra Shev Esav, the evil of Esav, is Europe. And that's exactly what's happening. And not only that, it's Yishmael, the Arabs. The Arabs also have to do tshuva. And that is happening fundamentally with Saudi Arabia. I mean, for somebody to think that Saudi Arabia 20 years ago would repent and actually side with Israel against Abbas, because Mohammed bin Salman told Abbas off, and he told him either join the peace conference or shut up. Could you imagine Saudi Arabia, which is the essence of Yishmael, the son of Avraham Avinu, that he should say that? Because there's a Toiv Shebi Yishmael, there's a good part of Yishmael, and there's an evil part. And the good part has to do tshuva just like Esav. And that's exactly what happened. So therefore, this is the battle. It's literally the battle between good and evil. And it manifests itself in this earth here between the battle between Israel and its redemption and the nations of the world that cannot stand the fact that Israel is rising. There's an incredible amount of jealousy, and in many ways, that's what motivates these people, of the status of Israel and the success of Israel. Israel is experiencing unbelievable greatness and success in many, many endeavors, and there's a tremendous amount of jealousy. But why do we have to worry? All these nations are impotent. Look, take a look at Trump. Nobody thought he would ever become president, yet everybody hated the man. The liberals, the Democrats, even the Republicans hated the guy, and so on. But he won, because it has nothing to do with what they want. They can try to destroy the Jews. They certainly try to destroy Trump. But the plan of God is to bring the redemption very quickly. And all of these people will become as naught. I mean, in one day, all of them can just, Turkey can just disappear. Erdogan and so on and so forth, you know. And Europe, all their interest is money. That's why they want to remain with Iran. All they can see is green. They don't see red, the blood that Iran spills every day. All they're interested in is cash, is money. That's an incredible evil. To look at a nation that destroys their own people, the Iranians, and they destroy, they're trying to destroy the whole Middle East. How could you side with them? You have no idea, you know, when God finally comes down, comes down on the side of judgment, you don't want to be around when he's going to go after Europe for what they're doing, or any of these nations and so on. But this is what's happening. But ultimately, all of this will disappear. And because God runs the world, not them. But like I say, the main thing to remember is that all of this is driven by the Satan, because he's dying, because the redemption is around the corner. And when redemption happens, there is no more evil, there's no more Satan. It's a messianic era. So all of this is just a lot of, as Shakespeare says, you know, it's a lot of sound and fury that signifies nothing. All it is the attempt to destroy Israel, which cannot succeed. How many people try to destroy Israel through the generations, 1,000 years? You notice they're all gone. The Persians are gone, the originals, right? The Babylonians are gone, the Greeks are gone, the Romans are gone. Where are they?
So, Rabbi, let me ask you this question. If indeed what you're saying is true, and we are going to see now a much gentler redemption, it's going to be very positive, Israel is going strong, and all these other evil entities are going to dissolve away somehow, does that mean that we can now sit back on our laurels and we don't have to do any more repentance?
No. No, not at all. Why? Because the whole reason why the process is being accelerated in such a miraculous way is because of the merits of the Jews, that the Jews are involved, you know, many Jews are involved with tremendous acts of chesed, of kindness. They don't speak Lashon Hara, and that's critical to bring the redemption.
Lashon Hara, by the way, is evil speech about people. Go ahead.
And therefore, it is the merits of the Jews that is accelerating the process. So then what does it mean to sit back on the laurels? The only time you can ever do that is when the Mashiach comes. He's here. And now you can relax in that sense because the redemption has arrived. But until then, we have to keep plugging away.
How closely do you see all this happening?
Critical.
When do you believe the Mashiach will actually reveal himself? How long do you think we have to
wait? Wow. The fact that you asked me that question is a very nice compliment. Because you think I know. But what I want to say is it's imminent. Because, like I say, look at the divine plan. And all of this is really the divine plan of the end. And it's happening with tremendous speed. People do not realize each idea is a miracle. The fact that Trump got rid of Tillerson, which was against Israel, and he put in Pompeo, which really loves Israel. The fact that he put in Bolton and got rid of McMaster. Each one of these things is miraculous. People don't understand. But here's the problem. When a miracle happens all day long, if you have 15 miracles that happen to you in one day, if a 16th miracle happens, you know what you're going to say? Ho-hum. Because it no longer, you do not recognize any longer the incredible nature of the event of the miracle, you see. And therefore, every day there's new miracles. Did anybody ever think that Trump would do this in any way? It's just incredible to watch.
Rabbi, we only have another minute or so left. How would you like to sum everything up and leave us with something to take home?
Here's what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying. You don't want to be caught when the Mashiach comes and then you have no more free will. And you're going to say to yourself, you know, I heard this guy, Rabbi Kessler, saying that the Mashiach is imminent. And why didn't I listen? You need to think about your life. You got to get away from pleasure and all kinds of materialism. You need to think about your life and make it more spiritual, because the day will come that your efforts, it's gone. Once the Mashiach arrives, you have no more free will, and you have no more merit. So wake up. That's what I'm saying. People have to wake up that we are really at the cusp of the Messianic era. That's critical. And if I've accomplished that, then I've accomplished much more than I have thought. Do tshuva, repent, become more spiritual. And stop being absorbed in power, materialism, and pleasure for your own sake.
So to become more spiritual, give up, move away a bit from the physical pleasures, and work on your spiritual. Come closer to God, develop a relationship with God.
Each person can become more spiritual. Yes, no question about that.
All right, so not
if you don't know how to do it, then seek somebody who knows.
So not to worry about renovating your kitchen or your Maserati or your next vacation, to concentrate more on, hey, how can we become better individuals? How can we help the world? How can we become closer to our Creator? Maybe I'll start talking to our Creator a little bit more every day.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Rabbi Mendel Kesson. Thank you so much. Again, what is the name of your YouTube channel for our listeners?
Well, just Google Mendel Kesson and you'll have all my 300 lectures.
Okay. So Rabbi Mendel Kesson, K-E-S-S-I-N. You can go to his website again at TorahThinking.com. Thank you so much for being with us, Rabbi Mendel Kesson.
Yes. Thank you.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.